This is the Kinky Cast, an adult, sexually explicit podcast. If you are under 18 years old, please stop the podcast now. This is episode 126 of our weekly exploration in the kinky world of BDSM and alternative relationships. Views expressed are not representative of the management of the Kinky Cast. We welcome guests with opposing viewpoints. Today, we will be speaking with Kat Sura, a rope aficionado and presenter. Here's your hosts, Woody and the Beast.
Thanks, Max, and welcome to another edition of the Kinky Cast. Sitting next to me is the Beast. Hey, Beast.
Hey, Woody. I'm settling into my summer vacation.
Oh, it must be nice to have the summer off.
It is, but the first week, they call me back in. My company called me back in without pay, mind you, but I've got another 6 weeks off, so.
Okay, seriously jealous here?
Well, the life of an academic.
But other than that?
Other than that, I am looking beyond you, Woody.
Beyond me? What's beyond me?
Beyond you and your petty trials and troubles about not getting the summer off. And I'm looking at this lovely face on the computer monitor because we're Skyping in from New York City with this amazing, glowing 20-year-old Kat Sura. Hi.
Hey.
Welcome to the Kinky Cast.
Thank you for having me.
You're 20 years old and you're kind of rocking this thing. Tell us about your journey so far.
I just recently publicly came out onto the New York scene about 9 months ago. I've been kinky and I've been playing for a while, but until 9 months ago that I really came out with it.
And what was coming out like? Was this a major event or did it just kind of creep out or how'd it come about?
It was, I guess I had been playing privately for a while. And since I'm 20, for a while, I was too young, but then to really do much and living with my parents and I couldn't really explore. But then going away to school, I finally had the freedom to. And so I just got on FetLife and I saw some local events. And I was like, okay, well, I can finally do this. So I kind of just bit the bullet and went to my first munch.
And you happen to be one of the kinkiest cities in the world.
I can't really comment on that, as I haven't really gotten much chance to travel around, but I guess that's what I've heard.
Well, from us out in the provinces, we are jealous of all the kinky action happening in the big cities like New York.
I definitely have to say there is a great scene here.
So you've been in the scene publicly and really out in FetLife here for about 9 months. You've only acquired 8,800 friends in that period, and I'm seriously jealous because that's a huge number more than we have at the Kinky Cast.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I have had the wonderful chance through FetLife to just connect and meet with a lot of different really cool people because I view FetLife as this great platform with social media and a way to share pictures and ideas and such and reach out to people in ways that you wouldn't normally be able to.
And I think that her generation has a big plus. They grew up with social media. Woody, you and I just kind of had to learn it late in life. What is your kink?
Ooh, I have lots of different kinks.
Oh, now we're getting into the good stuff.
Yeah, but I'd have to say my main and biggest kink is bondage.
Okay, bondage is a broad subject. Narrow that down a little for us.
In specific, rope and rope bondage.
So you are what we call locally a rope slut.
Yes.
She had to think about that, but
she had to think about it.
Well, it's taken me a while to accept that term. For a while, I really didn't like it, but I'm learning to I'm learning to be okay with it.
Embracing the inner slut there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So is it natural or what's your natural fiber favor? Let's get really, really personal here.
I'm actually not a huge natural fiber person. My preference is nylon.
Ooh, she's bucking the system.
Well, but that's what she likes.
Well, and I like synthetics. I think they are not smoother and handle better than the natural fibers.
Yeah. I mean, I think both have their pros and cons, but I like the way nylon feels, the way it handles. It's a lot easier to take care of, I feel like.
It is. It's not going to gather stains and body chemicals and things like that. So.
Mm-hmm. And you can just throw it in the wash, which is a huge thing, and not have to worry about like stretching and conditioning and all that.
What kind of static are you getting for bucking the natural fiber bandwagon that everybody seems to be on?
I haven't gotten like a whole lot of heavy backlash. And the thing is that while I have my preference, I have nothing against natural fibers. I think you should be able to use whatever you like and whatever makes you happy, and as long as you're safe about it. So,
how did you get started with bondage? We will leave the age disclaimer out because you probably started before we should be doing such things.
I actually didn't get started with bondage until about 9 months ago.
Oh, so you just found it and you found your niche.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did that first scene go?
How did my first scene go?
Your first bondage scene, the one that
changed
you
your
up.
Life.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, it's actually kind of a funny thing. My first bondage scene actually kind of sucked a lot, but that's what drove me to go out and find the munch and the rope bite, because I was so freaked out by my first bondage scene that I was like, holy crap, I need to learn more about this so it doesn't scare me anymore.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Getting back on the horse, as it were.
Yeah, instead of being afraid, you were drawn.
Yeah. And, well, I was still afraid of it, but I don't like being afraid of things. And so that's what, I just wanted to learn about it so I wouldn't be anymore. And then I just fell in love with it in the process.
Do you have a regular top that you play with, or do you play with several?
I don't kiss and tell. I don't know, I'd prefer not to say.
So you started on the bottom side, but I see by your profile, you're a switch. So you are the one doing the knots.
I do both.
And how long did it take to get your nerve up to be in the driver's seat the first time?
Not long. But it helps that before doing bondage, I did play on top more.
How did you discover your kinky self?
I think it was always there. I can't ever remember not being kinky.
And it just was a natural evolution for you to had your sexuality bloom to explore this area?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, nothing ever seemed weird about it to me. I just thought what I was doing was normal, and it was what I did and what I liked.
And that's the kind of people one tends to surround oneself with, is people of like minds.
Exactly. And so it just fell into place.
When you said you came out, and so that's coming out publicly to the community or public to your vanilla friends also?
That's to the community. Although now, within the past few months, I am out to pretty much everyone else. The only people who don't know are my family, but that's probably going to change soon.
And that's a fairly common statement, that the family's the last to know.
Yeah.
Well, my family still has, I think they have no idea. They might be too nice to ask.
Yes, probably, especially when you show up for Thanksgiving dinner with two or three women.
Yeah, well, I'll bring my primary and my secondary to Thanksgiving dinner, yeah.
Always fun.
Always. Coming out to the kinky folks, that was the easy part. Coming out to the vanilla, to your friends that weren't necessarily kinky, how did that go?
I let it out slowly, very, very slowly. I just kind of let it seep out and just started, like, dropping hints and such, and like, oh yeah, I'm going out to a club on the weekend, and just sharing certain little details about what might be going on there. Or like, I hate to say this, but I sort of might have used 50 Shades of Grey a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, have you seen that movie? Yeah. And just kind of slowly introducing them to, like, yeah, it's sort of like that if you're into that stuff.
So many people have used that as a conversation starter.
It is, because it's mainstream enough that you can use it as a conversation starter, and then you can take them down the dark side.
Mainstream enough? It is mainstream now.
Yeah, it is.
Any people that were shocked by your revelations?
Not a whole lot, but it's also because I think that, well, for one, just the people that I surround myself in general are pretty open-minded. That helped a lot.
I have a kind of a philosophical personal question. You are a very bold woman. You have a great website, and the images are very striking and beautiful. When in mine and Woody's generation, these would have been career killers. What do you think is going to be the future career-wise for your generation that's much more open about what's going on inside your heads and in your life? How do you think that's going to play out in the future?
In general, that's a huge question.
Yeah, and I apologize, but I'm just curious because we're trying to bridge the gap between multiple generations here. Trying to get the handle on what the trends and the future might be.
She's in the Instagram generation, and so everybody's putting up pictures of themselves.
She's in the Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, yeah.
I don't really feel like I can fully answer for my whole generation right now. I can only say that as far as, well, you mentioned it, like, the stuff I do, being a career killer and being pretty bold, I can only really respond to that with my personal viewpoint that I hope other people might share, or at least understand that, you know, I see it from an artistic point of view, what I do. And I also feel like there's certain things that have to be searched for. Like, I don't use my real name. And so if people find me, they're obviously looking for it. There must be a reason why. And so I feel like they're less likely to judge.
Okay.
Because they're obviously looking for it for some reason.
And you think that there's going to be a gradual shift in this mindset, which I hope there is, because this judgment that we've had, that we've been dealing with for many years since Ronald Reagan, really. But that was before your time, obviously. So be glad that you missed the Reagan years. The years of the shrub were nothing compared to the Reagan era.
You know, politics has changed, and certainly the views from the government have softened toward our lifestyle. And that is the good thing for you. You can come in and be bold from the beginning, whereas we had to live an underground life for quite some time. And even we have to have an underground life today in some areas because our friends are not nearly as accepting as yours.
Let's get back to the fun stuff, Woody.
Bring it.
Katsura, tell me about rope. What scene did you do this past weekend?
This past weekend... Okay, my most recent scene was it was a demo at a local party, which we did a suspension.
Keep on talking. We want details.
I'm not really sure what.
Who was on top?
Thane,
okay. And you were on the bottom. So what particular rope work was done? Can you give us, was it a chest suspension? What kind of suspension was it? How were you hanging?
How's it hanging? I guess I was hanging from wrists with one of my legs, wrists, one ankle and up in the front and the other up in the back.
Okay.
So you were the running woman.
Yes. Uh-huh. That's a good way to describe it.
You were the running woman. This is for people that are new to rope. There is certain things that that go into to doing the suspension. How much stress and strain is there on the body?
A ridiculous amount.
Really?
Okay. I would definitely say that it's something you should be very careful out when you're starting out with, and make sure that you have a good top who knows what they're doing, and also have a fairly good self-awareness before jumping into.
How do you prep for a scene? What's your warm-up routine like?
Even before the scene starts, my prep starts with making sure I have slept well, eaten well, and well hydrated. Those are all super, super important. As far as right before a scene, stretching, making sure I'm good and warm. That's my main prep.
So is there a regimen to go into for training? Somebody that wants to be a rope bottom and do some of these very strenuous scenes, do you do an ongoing training regimen? Is there yoga involved? Or
I actually don't do yoga. I know a lot of people who swear by it, admit it's great. It's a wonderful tool, just not my cup of tea. But it is, I've heard it is great for rope bottoms and great for flexibility, strength, all of that. As far as training, I am mainly a cardio and weights person. And how that pertains to rope is one thing that I sometimes have trouble with is breathing in rope and just monitoring it and keeping it steady and all that. Just the way rope impacts you. And so cardio helps with that, the stamina, endurance, and strength, just building up muscles to be able to hold positions and building up strength around joints and all that.
Your scene was a bit stressful and intense. Are you a masochist also, or is pain your friend or your enemy?
It's my frenemy.
Ah,
okay.
You hate to love it and you love to hate it.
And that's why she's a switch.
Mm-hmm.
So these scenes are a bit of a challenge then for a masochist to see how long you can maintain.
Yeah, and I'm a masochist, but I have to say I'm definitely more of the endurance pain kind of masochist.
Okay, how long is endurance in a case like this? How long are you hanging?
Oh, it depends. And I would say for a suspension, maybe 10, 15 minutes, but all depends on the position.
Yeah, like if you have your leg, in a full bent and tied, your circulation is going to be challenged a bit in something like that.
A bit. And that's one of the things that makes rope definitely a little bit more risky.
Tell me about a scene that you have to tap out of. Was there one that just you had to pull the plug on it?
Well, that's kind of a tricky question, given that, well, most of my scenes, it's just open communication throughout. So I guess you could say all of them, I tap out. And the fact that I'm always the one who ends it, I'm like, okay, I need to get out now.
Is subspace involved in your rope scenes, or is it pure endurance for the masochist?
Sometimes I personally float in and out a little bit, or sometimes I'll let myself go in and sometimes I won't.
When you go into space, then you are losing the ability to tap out for a while.
Yes. Actually, no, not for me.
Okay. You can bring yourself back then.
Definitely.
Yeah. Some people are not nearly as lucky as you. When they go out, they stay out for a while.
Yeah.
You're a bottom. Now, let's talk about the other side. Do you tie from the top?
Yes, I do.
And prefer a male or female victim?
I love everybody.
Ah. The last scene that you tied has the top. Floor work or suspension?
Floor work.
All right. Tell us about it. And tell our listeners what we mean by floor work versus suspension.
Floor work is work that's, I would classify it as pretty much anything that's done on the floor, and a suspension is done hanging the person in the air where they're off the ground.
But now floor work is not necessarily easier than suspension on the bottom or on the top, is it?
No, they're just different. I feel like, at least with what I do, the suspension is more of a performance thing, and it's just a different type of scene.
It is dramatic and it's flashy, and people ooh and ah a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And but the floor work is often overlooked. You're right. So tell us about your scene.
My scene, I like to do hog ties. So that's what it was. I basically did a jazzed up hog tie with a variation on a TK. And then I tied the thighs together and then brought the ankles up to the neck in the back.
Ooh, you pushed your bottom hard in that position.
Yes, I do.
And did they find subspace?
Yeah, they didn't describe it as a subspace, but they did say they reached a nice headspace. And it was a very peaceful and calm experience for them.
And if they come away with it with something good like that, then that's, you've done your job.
Yeah, I mean, as long as both parties are happy, that's really what I see as success.
What is in it for you, tying somebody up? How do you feel about it?
On one hand, I am a sadist. I like that. I like causing pain, but I also, it's very relaxing for me. Kind of, it's the pattern, the repetition of it. And I'm an artist. I like making a pretty piece of artwork with the person. And I feel like there's a special connection there.
I will certainly say that some of the pictures posted on your Fed page are very artistic, and Thane did a beautiful job photographing those.
Yeah, he did. He's wonderful.
Are most of these shots, they look like they're in a studio.
They're actually not.
Some really nice lighting.
Yeah.
On your cover page photo.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm looking at the page on her, photo on her Fet profile, and that looks like a very demanding position there.
She's running again.
It is a running woman, isn't it?
Yeah.
How many ties has a beginning experienced person, how many ties can a person usually get through in the course of an evening without overdoing themselves?
Well, it just really depends on the intensity of the tie. Because are we talking about like full-blown suspension or?
A full-blown scene. Can you do two a night, or is that pushing you?
Oh, yeah. I've done like three or four ties in a night before. Well,
she's ambitious, too.
She's an overachiever.
She is.
Were you on the bottom for all of them, on the top, or a mixture thereof?
That was me bottoming. I haven't topped in public a lot for scenes.
You're still getting the nerve up. Speaking of nerves, I see you're presenting.
Yes.
That's a huge thing for anybody twice your age. How's it going?
I'm a little bit nervous, and I'm not going to say too much right now, but Thane and I have been working hard on putting together some great classes, and I think it'll be a lot of fun.
What event is this?
Fire.
And where's that?
In Florida.
Let's give them a plug.
Absolutely. And so what are the dates for Fire?
August 18th to August 21st, and that's in Orlando, Florida.
She's going to be down there with our friends at the Woodshed.
Absolutely. Is that where it's going to be held?
Yes.
The Woodshed. Cecil, Master Cecil.
Master Cecil, you are in for a treat.
Oh, he's great. He's been on the cast twice now.
Yeah, you are in for a treat. You're going to be meeting a true devious gentleman.
That's right. With a very strong rope possibility there.
They run a rope dojo once a week.
That's right.
We have nothing but good things to say about the Woodshed. Enjoy your travels. We are envious.
Yeah, thanks. It should be fun. Should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. You say you're presenting, and so you're doing a class on how to rope bottom or top or what?
Thane and I will be doing a couple classes, actually. Doing a bondage for sex class. The class list actually just came out today. Do you want me to send you links to?
Absolutely. Things? Yes,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah, please. And we'll get them up with the podcast.
Yeah, we'll put up the links with the dates, times, everything so that people can look at it directly.
Yeah, we're doing an advanced bondage for sex class. We are doing tying with hardware. And we're doing predicament floor work, hog tie variations class.
I love predicament floor work.
I do love the predicament.
Yeah. We had a bet with a girl, and she said she could get out of anything. And so we got some of the toughest guys to tie her up in a hog tie, and she got out of it. I was impressed.
Escaping is almost as fun as being tied, if Absolutely. Not more fun.
Oh, yeah. And to watch it go on, it's just a great show.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually kind of how I got my name, was because I took Katsura from a fictional escape artist.
So is this your first conference, or you have attended others? This is your first one to present?
This will be my first. Well, actually not, because I'm going to FetCon the week before, so it'll be my second. But this whole trip is going to be my first.
Wow, so you're making the tour and having a little mini working vacation.
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's all good.
The future, you got a couple cons coming up, and you're going to keep tying up. What else is in store for you?
Well, right now, I know for sure I'm going to be shooting for Thane's new site and hopefully working with a few other photographers and videographers.
You got a lot of exciting things coming up. Well, it's been a great time to talking with you, and we look forward to crossing paths with you in person at some of these cons in the future.
All right. Well, thanks for talking with us tonight, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
You have been listening to episode 126 of the Kinky Cast. For more information about this show, go to kinkycast.com. The Kinky Cast is a production of Rooster in the Round. On behalf of Woody, the Beast, and all our Kinky crew, I'm Max. See you next week when we talk with Emmy on the subject of childhood sexuality.